Stanila and the Weeping Stone. Stanila was the youngest of the five sons of a woman from Pintek village. The woman hadn't seen any of her sons get married. Four of them died a swift death and the youngest one was still a child. They were known as Stanila's sons. Stanila means stone and they were all tall and strong like stones. The woman only had one son left to soothe her old age and widowhood. The lad was hired as a servant to the Greek tenant Haji Paraskiv from Hangu domain of Bukhaynitsa Monastery and was sent to tend to the sheep. The boy had learned this craft from his father, whom he accompanied when he was little with the herds in the mountains. He had 20 sheep of his own, which he joined to the Greek's herd. The Greek had three daughters, one more beautiful than the other, and the youngest always gazed at the young shepherd when he came by the court, because he was a very handsome lad, as the story says. Young Stanila liked the girl as well, the story couldn't go any other way, but he did not dare raise his eyes to the offspring of the rich Greek. The girl made the first step, and the lad replied with innocent love. The Greek didn't even want to hear about such marriage, but he gave the crying girl a cunning reply. He asked Stanila to leave and make a fortune, at least as much as the girl's dowry, and only then will he be worthy to be his son-in-law. The lad left the court and returned to his small village with his sole fortune, the 20 sheep. He often climbed the mountain in places known as the Stools and the Fences Ravine up to Chahlo Plateau. He had his mind set on finding one of the treasures the elders said were hidden in the mountains. He started digging somewhere at the end of the ravine, below the fence of rocks that stretched up the slope. He was digging with all his strength, but there was no sign of treasure. Whenever he lost hope, he joined his sheep above the fence of rocks and struggled with his thoughts to find a way to get rich. But time passed and fortune did not seem to find him. One day, news came from the village that the Greek sent his daughter to Yash to marry her to a wealthy merchant, a relative of theirs. Desperate and heartbroken, young Stanila threw himself from the tall rocks into the pit he had dug himself. His body was crushed on the way down and hit the ground breathless. His elderly mother, seeing that her son isn't coming home, although nearly a month had passed, began to search for him on the mountain. She found the sheep up on the plateau, and the screams of the bearded vultures showed her where the corpse was. She gathered the pile of bones and took them up to the bishop's fountain, where she washed them with holy water hallowed by the hermits. She buried the bones next to a strange rock not far from the spring and marked the grave with a cross. She never came down to the village again. She stayed up in the mountains with the sheep and the rocks, and all the creatures in Chahlo came to know her grieving mother's cry. But after a while, her cry was not heard anymore. Only her tears were left, flowing from the rock that embraced her. The rock looks like an old woman, and people named it the Weeping Stone. They named the rocks where the young man jumped from Stanila's fence, or Stanilele.